Emails sent from mencino@worst.com. A Dimension 20, A Starstruck Odyssey podfic, written by Dryad Fiona and read to you by Fenton Marshes. From mencino@worst.com. CC, Swiss Army Wife at worst.com. 2, bbarry6@worst.com, b9@worst.com. Subject, the noise complaint. Yes, we do have to talk about it. Barry. You know I love you guys, and you know I love your movie nights. But we can't have movie nights in the middle of the day when the jib-jobbers are working. I know we're in Anarch Era, and I know we've blown up multiple space stations, and I know we regularly get into fights with other ships. So know that when I say the noise complaint is not unwarranted. Seriously, we've had battles quieter than that. Battle of the Brands was quieter than that. Sydney blowing out the airlock was less disruptive. Lucien finding out what Aurora Nebbins eats because there was a bunch of tortoise blood in her kitchen wasn't so distracting. Next time you want to go that hard on a movie night, you've got to let me know so I can warn them, at least until we can get soundproofing on the bunks. We'll do a trip to Las Vegas to make up for it, but until then, please be quiet. Margaret. Be freaking loud! Margaret screams out her agreement alongside the rest of the worst, Barry throwing one of Sydney's grenades while she's otherwise occupied. Barry 6, she should specify, now that they've got 2. 9 is busy guarding her from the goons trying to cut off their escape. Sydney's the grenadier of their gunners, sure, but Barry 6 isn't bad at all. It blows up, shattering the ground underneath the reinforcements and at least a few eardrums. Margaret's never been more thankful for earplugs, and she's been to Natalia Lise's blah blah blah's attempt at performance theatre. Lots of cowbell for some reason. But then there's the droids who, shit, can fly, and that's... From mencino@worst.com. CC, gunmegrash@worst.com. 2. Active collections at reaporeapers.net. Attached, gofuckyourselfyouleeches.docx. Subject, countersuit. To whom it may concern. You have Reapers assigned to collect on the alleged balance due for Gunny Miggles Rashbacks, account JPY03CX1. Please see attached document for proof of debt's resolution. Any further attempts at collecting this debt, recollecting the individually owned parts of Mr. Miggles Rashbacks' body, or attacks upon the worst and its crew, will be responded to with total hostility. You may recall how that ended for the House of Probus. Thank you for your prompt response. Margaret Encino, co-owner of the worst.
That's how we do it, baby!
Gunny whoops, the droids all falling like puppets with their strings cut. Barry and Barry look concerned, so he adds, they're asleep, not dead, or whatever droids get instead of sleep, I don't know. But they're not gonna kill us! Thanks, Gunny, Margaret says, a little shaky, because maybe the others can take a plasma blast to the face, but she can't. That's only on their droids, right? Gunny gives her a thumbs up, already working to hustle back towards the ship. Yeah, Sid should be good. I mean, unless she got into her own trouble. Which she might have. Nah, Barry 6 says, shaking his head. Sid's got this. Margaret's reassured, until the distant sound of footsteps gets louder, and she realizes it's the increasingly less distant sound of barking, like a royal blue mastiff. And, oh, shit. From mencino@worst.com. CC, Swiss Army Wife at worst.com. 2, olmalu@smail.com. Attached, sydneyspecs115.docx, redhotserver12.ss. Subject, tech specs. Hey, Olma. Hopefully the smail servers will get in order enough for you to actually get the email this time. CCing Sydney so she can hopefully override whatever block Handy Andy's got over your quadrant. Should be a link attached to our private servers, too. Corsair is the password, but if you don't get the email in the next Marbeck, we're gonna change it. Best of luck, girl. Rooting for you. Margaret.
Shit. I got this. Hi, guys.
Hey, Sydney. Sydney beams at all of them, riding Aurora, normal, and followed by at least a dozen other dogs. Not like the craziest thing ever, but really quite overwhelming. Gunny, did you ever figure out how to fold space? I can, Gunny says, a gleam in his eye that Margaret recognizes from casinos. We're not testing it for the first time on the ship in space, right? Gunny's smile doesn't fade.
Well, it worked out so well last time.
Margaret's memory of facing UFTP and the House of Probus and the Amicadian Space Brigade and the snooty-ass artist she can't stand is mostly just a blind animal terror, even as she kept it the hell together. But to be fair, trying things on the fly had worked out pretty well. Admittedly, it had been for saving the galaxy reasons more than Sydney wants a bunch of dogs reasons. Let's see if we can fit them all on board first, Margaret says, already pulling out her phone to promote it to the jib-jobbers as free therapy animal day. If it works on college students, it'll probably work on freelancers, right? For now, let's just get back to the ship. Margaret? Hmm? It's then that she realizes they've come to a stop, and that they're in the landing bay, and that the worst is nowhere to be seen. Well, fuck. Where the hell is our ship? From mncino@worst.com. CC skip@worst.com. ntakamori@worst.com. 2. publicrelations@amicadia.org. Subject: Mr. Takamori's Record. To whom it may concern, we have received information that Mr. Takamori's record with the Amicadian Space Brigade has been sealed. We ask that we be granted access in accordance with the Amicadian Space Brigade Contract of Conduct, Section A, Subsection 3, Clause 14.6. You don't need me to explain why it's best for all of us to keep this exchange quick and quiet. Gust Weatherall was embarrassment enough for you all. We will happily make this public, though. It's not a problem for our PR. At your earliest convenience, Margaret Encino, co-owner of the Worst.
Ship incoming!
Skip's voice rings through loud and clear across their private channel, and then is immediately overshadowed by the distinctly terrible sound of metal bending and breaking under immense pressure. At first, Margaret thinks it's the roof and is already lunging for the door they just walked through so they don't all get sucked into space and die, but she mostly just trips. That turns out to be for the best, because that's the wall that creaks, their beautiful beast of a ship in all its hot dog-shaped glory careening through the walls of the compound, looking no worse for wear. Well, no worse than it usually does. Even with the Acme Ashman shields, they tend to get into some nasty scraps.
What happened?
Margaret yells across the connection, doing her best to ignore Gunny's spluttering about how he'd had plans this evening and now he's going to have to fix this. Plug, Skip says, as though it's explanation enough. And, looking between the rest of the crew, their faces ranging from easily accepting to quietly bemused, Margaret thinks it might be. From mncino@worst.com. To reva@worst.com. Subject: Your smash and grab order. You already got the automated one from the app, but once I saw it was your order, I had to say hi. It's been too long, kid. We all miss you, and we hope you're doing well. We're on our way to Agua Tunisia now, with the encoded drives you requested. Should be there in just a Malton unit or two, but we can decode them for you if you want. No payment necessary, and you're silly if you don't think we're returning every single credit we got on the app. Okay, most credits. Sydney's keeping her tip, though, because she says she has kids to feed. There was a shelter on the station, apparently, and if you think you know how Sid's got a soft spot for dogs, you have no idea. We'll take pictures for you. Gunny says he's working on a way to make the droids super long distance in case you ever want to come visit without having to deal with space travel. The Barrys are already practicing their cannonballs, don't ask. Skip's planning on leaving Norman in charge and hitching a ride with something aquatic. Got any ideas, by the way, when we dock? Side note, he has not stopped staring in the mirror for those. He also has not started blinking. As for me, I'm excited to see you. We all are, don't get me wrong. The worst would have been scrap in some forgotten corner of space without you, and everybody knows it. Love you, Margaret. P.S. Can you tell me what Pleasure Putty mailing list you signed me up for? I get more every day, and the filter is really good. It's like whack-a-mole. P.P.S. Zorch says hi. The end. Thank you for listening.